Hello and welcome. If you're wondering why we don't have a school bell or a sort of more refined environment, well, I decided to do something a bit different over my half-term holiday, and I thought what I'd do is I'd take my little Tascam recorder, if any of you remember those, found it in a drawer the other day and was surprised to see that it still worked. A few years ago, back in about 2017, a good friend of mine and I, we decided we'd start up a podcast all about craft beer, and we would record ourselves out on the road in various pubs and breweries. And we use this. Unfortunately, it never quite saw the light of day, largely due to the fact that my friend started a family, and it just changed the whole dynamic of what we were going to do. Plus, if I'm honest, it wasn't really all that. I think we had a good chemistry together, and but as is always with podcasting, the devil is in the detail and the editing, and I don't think we could have ever really quite made it work. But I've wiped the files from that, and I've got instead a brand new SD card, a couple of new batteries, and I thought I'd just do a little bit of a walking and talking podcast on the road. So to set the scene, we're walking around. It's about sort of 7:30 in the evening, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, crisp autumnal evening here in northeast Hampshire, where I'm currently hanging my hat. Some damsons over here looking fit to burst. The trees over that way, I'm no good with tree names, all for some reason or another seem to be bursting into flame in terms of their leaves. It's absolutely beautiful. I've just let the dog off and he's off charging around somewhere over there. I can sort of see him in the distance. Here he comes. Here he comes. Yes, charging over to me like a little pumpkin in the dark. There he is. So, why am I doing it at this time of year? Well, frankly, it's my favourite time of year. I think there's something very, very magical about October, and specifically this turning of the year, the spooky season, as we like to call it, has truly begun. The Samhain, the changing between the worlds of the living and the worlds of the dead. At least, if you're a believer in that sort of thing. I am not. Doesn't mean I don't enjoy a good pumpkin spice latte like the rest of them. And I certainly enjoy dressing up as something distasteful for any Halloween party that someone else might be trying to throw. But I do really enjoy when it feels like summer is over. Not that we had much of one this year when it came to all that rain. And then we have this sense of really the year is coming to an end, and it's beautifully, beautifully melancholy. But also, if you're like me and you like your winter, it's not so bad at all. So what am I doing here, really? Oh, I'm tramping around a field, and really I'm just trying to get back to grips with nature. I think it's very important that we don't spend too long cooped up in our houses, especially after the pandemic, and we don't spend a lot of time just looking at a screen and scrolling through the news and hating every second of life. It just seems really, really bad to me. That seems to be all we do. Whereas I think getting out and about, even though it's quite nice and not overly cold right now, it does still change the... Sorry, the dog's just come bursting out of a bush there. Scared the life out of me. I'm going to tap out now. What I'll do is I'll record when I see something worth mentioning. And I might even recite some autumnal poems or parts of other works of literature that I think would be good fun. Apologies, it's a little bit of a lo-fi format, but I thought variety is the spice of life. So, I've been walking a little bit further along this path. I've finally got the dog back on his lead. I'll let him off again in a minute, but yeah, it's a really quite stunning evening. I've not seen a sunset like this in a long time. It's coming down over this small rise just ahead of me. I'm in between my home village of Hook in northeast Hampshire, and over the other side of this ridge is a place called Rotherwick. Very amusing, quintessentially English village name. And I quite often take the dog out here. Sometimes we go running, sometimes we just take a little walk. but it's quite stunning. And just to my left, sort of relatively new, these two huge, huge deadfalls of trees. Reminds me a little bit of the deadfall in Pet Sematary, if any of you know that, where Judd has to take Lewis to walk him over the deadfall to get to the Micmac burial ground. Brilliant stuff. They look very eerie here in this half light as the sun finally starts to settle down over the edge of the horizon there. Good job I've got a torch, really, or this could get quite spooky indeed. So I'm trying to think of any autumnal bits of poetry or any autumnal pieces of literature, but if I'm honest, I'm not very good on the fly. That's why I normally have a laptop with me to look things up, but there we go. I think for the time being, I'll just describe what I'm seeing in the most vivid terms possible. So, essentially, my shadow is falling right behind me at the moment. Great big inkwell splat. And obviously, as you can hear there, there's a slight chill breeze coming through and starting to really give a bit of a hint that I should have worn a much warmer coat if I was going to venture out in these conditions. But not to worry, it's still very, very nice out here, and obviously the dog is having a great old time sniffing and having a look around. Not a soul in sight. Now, as I reach the top of this hill, what you're going to hear potentially will be a bit more wind, but it's also quite possible we'll run into some cows or other livestock, as either side of me used to be, and I think one part of it is still working farmland. Now, there's a big crossroad sort of sign in the middle, some finger posts that tell me the way to different villages. We've got Rotherwick, and then we've got Greywell and Newnham and all these places up here. Somebody a while ago took the finger post sign away, which is about as close as it gets to local scandal around here. And certainly when I first moved here, I got lost pretty badly. And I'll relay something that happened to me that evening, because it was quite late. It was in the summer, that August time, just recently, and obviously we didn't have much of a summer really, not a huge amount of proper sun, and it was raining quite a lot, and it was quite dark quite early really. And on one of these days, I'd gone out for a run without the dog, and I'd gone quite far, as if I was going towards Rotherwick itself, and there's a gap in the trees, and just when I got there, I saw this very strange sight. There was this woman just stood in the middle of the field. If I hadn't known better, I'd have thought it was a scarecrow, the way that she was just standing completely still, not moving a muscle. And I, obviously as I'm running, I sort of look up, and then I look back and look again. She never seemed to be able to face me. She was always facing away from me, even though I was running a sort of arcing path round her. And then the most peculiar thing happened. She let out this really quite expressive but quite chilling laugh. It was very, very loud and very shrill. So I sped up a bit after that, I can tell you. I can only assume that she was on the phone, and one of my friends had just said a particularly amusing bon mot and made her laugh, but I wasn't sticking around to find out. I don't know why that thought suddenly come back to me right now, but it might be because I'm looking up into that distance again, and thankfully, it is just me up here. Here we are. So we just reached the top of the ridge, and decided to let Monty off again to have a little bit of a trot around. Monty! Here he is. As he disappears off there into the darkness, he's got his little glow-in-the-dark pumpkin light on, and he is easier to spot than normal, but it is one of the hazards of having a dog who's predominantly dark furred. But he's very, very good-natured, and he does tend to stick to the path that we're on. Hopefully he does the same today. I don't really fancy trying to have to trudge into those woods. Speaking of which, the woods around me are supposedly, this forest has been here since pre-Saxon times. It's certainly as a working copse or a place where people have, you know, sort of, you know, settled and traded. And definitely one. Sir, I can hear some voices. I swear I could have just heard. No. Talking rubbish. It's just the light and the. Maybe the wind's carrying something way over from that farm over there. But I could have sworn I just heard a couple of people. Sound like they were arguing, but maybe they are. Maybe we are in rural Hampshire, of course, darling. Probably arguing over which type of barber jacket they're going to wear out this evening and what. Yeah, I didn't like that, though. Monty! That was weird. So the dog just went, and I thought, well, he's obviously seen a squirrel or something like that, because, you know, he's still only fairly young. He's only just coming up to 2 years old, and he's quite excitable. He's off lead, but he came flying out of this little sort of wooded area, whining and whimpering. He's not been right since. I've just about managed to get him back on, but I'm looking at him through the torchlight, and it looks like he's got some sort of wound on his head. Like, I don't know what it is. It's really weird. It's not bad. It's just, I can't tell if someone's, like, scared him into running into some brambles or barbed wire. But hey, he's not looking too well, so I'm going to try and get back. But it's just, I've sort of got turned around a bit here. And it's really properly dark now, not like it was about half hour ago. Thankfully, it's just gone, oh, fucking hell, what's that? Jeez, thank God. Oh. Okay, so obviously this is all pure audio, you can't see what I'm seeing. So remember I mentioned the footpath with the finger posts at the top. Ooh, okay, right, some clever person has put up a Halloween ghost witch thing on it. And my torchlight just caught it. And, yeah, imagine, if you will, something like that floating. It's just floating around in the breeze on the, it's quite tall, signpost right at the top of the hill. Oh, jeez, sorry, my heart's. Apologies for the bad language there, folks. That wasn't intentional. Yeah, I mean, that was really scary. Although I'm a little bit concerned as to who put it there. I don't see anyone. It wasn't there when I was walking up the hill. It can't have been. I'd have seen that. Maybe I missed it. Maybe in the sunset I didn't see it. I'm not sure. Right. Well, that's that's definitely enough for me, I think. I'm just gonna tell what I do, just for people who are interested. I'll just narrate my way back, because I think I found the path now. It looks pretty straightforward. It's just down the bottom of this hill here, and hopefully I can find a nice little turnstile to get the dog through, because he's not all right. I mean, he barely reacted to that thing there from the post. That's unusual. He normally just jumps at everything and barks at everything, but he's just completely silent, and that's kind of frightening me a little bit more, if I'm honest. Coming up in line with that deadfall again. I realised I didn't do any sort of quotes or anything, but yeah, I don't know. Something about Pet Sematary really got to me. The book, that is, although the film is terrifying. But yeah, definitely when I first read the book a few years ago, I remember really, really loving that whole thing of Judd being sort of like this custodian of the Mi'kmaq burial ground, you know, and knowing what went on up there, but trying to warn Lewis off, and this idea of how they stood in the moonlight looking like sort of bones. Sort of look like that now, actually. We don't have a full moon or anything here. I've just got my torch. It's very, very dark. All of a sudden, there's just no... In fact, just listen. Almost no sound of any kind. Monty, what's wrong? He doesn't like it here, he won't go any further. Come on, we need to get through here, this is the quickest way home. Monty, come on. He's not going the way I want him to go. We can just skip through this bit here and we'll be absolutely fine. We'll be back out on the main road in about sort of 10 minutes. It's not far, but he's just not going. Not going at all. Jesus, Monty, come on. I don't really know what's going on here, but this is really starting to freak me out. I've had to turn around, we're having to go the long way, and every five or six yards, he just keeps turning round. He keeps turning around like there's someone walking behind us, but there's no one there, because I'm looking as well. Besides the planes going overhead, I can't hear a thing. It's really eerily quiet down here. There's almost no sound of birds, no sound of anything, and the dog's just really freaking me out. He keeps looking like he's not growling, but he's looking round, and he sat down just now, and he's a pointer, so he does that little thing with his foot if he thinks he sees someone, but man, he keeps doing it, but there's no one there. Just have to keep walking through. I'm going to keep this recording going just because I'm feeling a bit freaked out, and talking makes me feel less nervous. I don't really quite know why he's doing that, but he seems to have calmed down a bit now. Okay, that's good. Come on, boy. Well done. So this next bit is where I've got to go through this annoyingly quite long avenue of trees. It's very dark in here, even in the summer. So I'm hoping that we can get through it pretty quick, because I'd rather not be walking through it right now, truth be told. I'm looking forward to getting home and getting sat down, giving the dog his food, and having a nice pint of something to try and steady my nerves, because this has been not the dog walk I expected. Not at all. Do you hear that? Can you hear that? That's... Jesus, what's that? God. Okay. Come on. Well, let's just get going. What he's seeing, I think, what he keeps half seeing, there's someone at the top of the ridge now, but they weren't there before, and it's not the Halloween trick, because that's the other side. This is someone knew is a woman. Looks like a woman. She's got long hair. She's just sort of stood by herself, but there's no one around. No one else around. What's she doing there? She doesn't have a dog. Doesn't make any sense. Get out of here, boy. Come on, let's go. Jesus, loads of... Fucking enormous!